I observe myself, and lo and behold, I am the observed. I observe myself, and lo and behold, I am the observed. So, I look inside of myself and I say, I am a fine person. I am a loving person. I am a thoughtful person. I am a happy person. While I'm being this happy person, and while I'm looking within to find who I really am, to observe who I really am, consciously I choose to observe who I really am, and while I'm doing that, I come up with the most interesting idea. I come up with the most interesting concept of who and what I am. I look inside of myself and I observe myself and I say, oh, I ate a piece of cake and it was so delicious. And I feel so good about eating that piece of cake. I just feel so relaxed. Now, can I train myself to enjoy a little bit of cake instead of a lot of cake? Can I train myself to enjoy a small piece of cake and get as much joy out of it as I get out of a big piece of cake? Now, I observe myself as thinking, I want a big piece of cake because a big piece of cake is just really wonderful. It is really fantastic. It satisfies my taste buds. It satisfies me. And I observe that and I say to myself, what a silly thing. If I am thirsty and I take a sip of water, I'm no longer thirsty, and I feel very good about myself. When I'm thirsty, I take a sip of water, and I'm no longer thirsty. Oh, I could drink a whole glass of water. I could take a whole quart of water, or a gallon even, and chug it. But the thing is, if I observe myself being flamboyant in that way, I will observe myself being flamboyant in many ways. In many ways where I feel that I would like to be given the big piece of cake. When I see the cake being cut, do I always look to see where the biggest piece is and hope that that's the piece that I'm going to get? Too often as we do this, we observe ourselves as having needs, as having wants, instead of just delighting in everything we do so completely that as we delight in everything we do, it's a joy to do it. And our body says, that was nice. I didn't need that big piece of cake. I didn't want that big piece of cake, but it sure tasted good. Now, say to yourself, on a small piece of cake, I want just a taste. Just a taste of that wonderful cake. And it isn't necessary for me to have the whole thing. It isn't necessary for me to have a big piece or to have two pieces. So I go and have a small piece and I train myself. I observe myself. I observe myself enjoying the small piece with such delight, with such wonder and magic. When I give a treat to my dog, I don't give him the whole box of treats or a whole handful of treats. I give him one little piece and his taste bud says, oh, that was so nice. He says, got some more? And I say, no, that's all, basta, the end, you know, one piece. And he's okay. And he's satisfied. He knows that that's what I am. And I observe myself being delighted that he likes that one piece, that one little nibble of treat, and that he is satisfied. And when I feel that way, I feel good within myself. I feel so wonderful within myself. I feel so satisfied. Now, if I can recognize that my dog wants one little treat, and that's enough, and he's so happy with that, then I am observing myself also in life wanting one little treat and being satisfied with that, with delight. Oh, another one would be good too. But the one, I'm tasting it again and again and again. When I learn to observe myself as being satisfied under all circumstances, with all circumstances that I have in my life, whether it's a big piece of cake, a small piece of cake, whether it's none at all, whether it's just going by the window and looking in the bakery shop and seeing all those delights and saying, oh, that is nice, and not buying one piece. You see, when we are possessed by our vision, when we are possessed by the outer, when instead we don't go within and just taste that piece of cake and say to ourselves, that is so good, and we haven't even put it in our mouth. We just mentally have taken it. As I look at my background, I look at the experiences I had in life, and I say, I'm going to take my family up to Yosemite, and we're going to go up there for the weekend from Atwater, and we're going to go and have a wonderful time. We're going to build a fire, and we're going to have the fire candles, the sticks that are red hot, and we wave them in the air and make signatures and just draw pictures. What fun! Now, we're not going to do that all night long. We're only going to have a taste, just a little bit of it. And after we've done it a little bit, we put the sticks back in the fire and let them go, and then we sit back and we visualize and we observe. We observe ourselves being satisfied. Again and again and again, we observe ourselves being satisfied. And as we observe ourselves being satisfied, we are satisfied. We are content. We are fulfilled. We are feeling just wonderful. And to feel just wonderful, it's a good thing to feel. It's a good thing to have. It's a good attitude to have. It's a good life to live in. Being fulfilled, being fantastic, and it goes through every moment of our being because we are so happy being ourselves. I observe myself, and lo and behold, I am the observed. I observe myself having a treat, and I am satisfied. I observe my cat and loving to sit in my lap here and just gently letting me caress her and put my hand over her. And she lays there, and she looks up at me, and she takes her nose, and she puts it under my hand and says, give me some more, give me some more. And then I let my hand rest on her, and I can hear her humming. I can hear her purring away and feeling so content. And she settles down, and she snuggles in, and she says, just to be near you is enough. I am content. I am happy. I am peace. And you see, that's who all of us are. We observe ourselves, and lo and behold, we are the observed. And as we do this, we feel so fulfilled, so wonderful, so content, so happy, because that's exactly who we are. Today, begin observing in your life all of the things that just a little bit, a little memory, a little thought will make you happy. And as this little thought makes you happy, you feel so wonderful. You feel so good because you are content. You are the observed and you are the observer. And this is how life is for each of us. Each one of us say to ourselves, I like me. I am happy. I observe myself and lo and behold, I am the observed. Now, how do I observe myself? I observe myself as being a happy person, joyous person, a healthy person, a wealthy person, a person fulfilled in every beautiful way. And could I ask for anything more? No, I could ask for nothing more because that is who I am and what I am. And just a little piece makes me very satisfied. Today, observe yourself and take a little piece like you give a treat to your dog, and be satisfied. And be delighted that you got the treat. Be delighted that you got the joy of life. Be delighted that you are as wonderful as you are. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.